Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I still think the offensive line you have to address as well. We know that the five guys, hopefully this year, are set in, right?
Yeah.
I think we know that. With that being said, Frank, I don't know how serious it was, but there was a little bit of read between the lines, maybe talk there about, or at least thought process of, hey, I gotta, you know, take my time to figure out what I want to do, right? So we know Decker's going into year nine, right? We know Zeitler's on a one-year deal. Graham's going into year nine. You might want to start, this might be the time to start building up the depth of that offensive line to where when these guys start fading out a little bit and stepping away, or maybe just, hey, the clock runs out, we've got a guy that can step in and this team won't miss a beat. So I think receiver and I think offensive line both fit that mold of finding guys at depth positions that might not be a starter year one, but maybe year two, year three can step in and keep the train rolling.
So a couple of guys that they do have as backups is Owusika, who we saw step in and play in the NFC Championship game, and he played well.
Yeah, played really good.
I think he's a guy that you could come in and get a couple of games out of, maybe even extended stretch if there's an injury. The other guy is last year's fifth round pick out of William & Mary, Colby Soersdahl. We saw him a little bit throughout the course of the season. What did you see from him? Do you think he has the potential this year to be a guy that they can rely upon to step in and get you out of a game? Or if they need to for a two or three game stretch, could he be a productive player at either guard position?
Yeah, well, I think they obviously like what they see from him because usually coming in as a fifth round offensive lineman from a small school, it is a big adjustment. I wasn't too far off being a fourth rounder from Eastern Michigan. but I think just the fact that they had comfort, not only dressing him every game last year, but also giving him a start or two and being kind of that sixth guy where, hey, if either guard goes out, you're going in a highly competitive offensive line room. I think that says a lot about the type of player that you are, but also the belief that your coaching staff has, right? If they didn't think he was ready, he probably would have been in street clothes, watching all those games. Instead, hey, he's ready, man. Anything happens, you got to go in. And this is a high profile offense, right? You're not going to put anybody out there. So I think that there's they obviously think that he had a pretty good rookie year. And I think I do like Colby Soersdahl a lot. I don't think there's a chance for him necessarily to compete to be a starter this year in case, unless anything happens with any of your five guys. But I think a guy like that gives you comfort that can go in and play. He played tackle in college. We didn't see him play tackle in a regular season last year. It was more guard. Yeah. But I think he could truly be that sixth guy this year. Right tackle goes down, man, Colby, you're in. Left guard goes down, Colby, you're in, right? And you add value, right? You add versatility, that offense and that offensive line room. And then eventually, I think, could be next year when maybe Zeitler decides to pack it in after year 12.
Yeah.
Then you start looking at a Colby Soersdahl and say, okay, it's year three, man, we think he's ready, right? But I think they obviously they have high expectations for him, maybe just not this year quite yet.
And here's the other thing, too, about, game day rosters. You still, each spot is going to be poured over. You're going to have your five offensive linemen. I've been a part of teams where we only had seven active on game day, offensive linemen. And if you have the flexibility of a Soersdahl that can, basically back up three of the five positions, because if Decker goes down, we know that, Sewell's going over to left tackle. We're not going to ask Soersdahl to do that, but he could go in at right, or he could go in at one of the guard positions, probably not at center. But that it allows you to have, you know, another guy up somewhere else where you may have injury issues or you may have some depth issues.
Yeah.
You know, and
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.